Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And Carolyn, what time is it?
Summertime.
That's right. It's summertime, and the name of our lesson today is... what time is it? Summertime. Well, what do you like to do during the summer? Maybe you like to get out and enjoy the fresh air. You can go and be in lots of places in nature. What do you like to do during the summer, Carolyn?
Well, summer for me is usually a time that I spend with my family. It's also a time that I love to go swimming. I love swimming in lakes, in rivers, in the ocean, on the beach. I love going swimming and even to swimming pools.
Well, I would have to agree with you. Swimming is a great thing to do during the summer when the water is not freezing cold like it is during the winter. Summertime is wonderful for that. I also like going on vacations in the summer to places that have beaches, and I can enjoy a nice drink while I sit on the beach and just enjoy the scenery. It's very nice. Well, what do you like to do during the summer? We're going to be learning a little bit about what a family in America is doing this summer. So grab your sunglasses and let's go.
What time is it? Summertime. Grab your sunglasses and let's go. You probably have heard this song from High School Musical 2. What time is it? Summertime. What do Americans usually do in summer? The last thing they like to do is to stay indoors to study or work. School gets out in mid-June, so parents make plans to travel or send their kids to summer camps. Road trips or beach vacations are top choices for families. Camps vary from technology to adventure. The local swim and fitness centers make popular spots to cool off.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. It's summer. What is there to do? A lot. In today's article, we're rejoining Pauline and her family from our Living in America series. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Musical. Musical is a noun. Kyle bought tickets to his favorite musical, The Sound of Music. Road trip. Road trip is a noun. During summer vacation, Erica went on a road trip with her friends. Concert. Concert is a noun. People came from all the nearby towns to see the musician's concert. Injure. Injure is a verb. Four people were injured in the car crash. Your more information words are kayak. Kayak is a verb. Legacy. Legacy is a noun. Aviary. Aviary is a noun. Let's begin.
All right, let's start at the very beginning here. You probably have heard this song from High School Musical 2. What time is it? Summertime. Well, if you have seen High School Musical or High School Musical 2, then you know this song. Carolyn, how do we continue?
Well, actually, I want to talk about that word musical.
Okay.
It is a word from our word bank today. And a musical is a story that is told to music or with music. So if you have seen High School Musical 2, you know that there is a lot of singing in this movie. It's not just your normal movie.
It's a movie, though, called High School Musical. And usually a musical is not a movie. It's a stage performance. Most musicals start on the stage, and maybe over many years they become very popular, and so they're made into movies. But I do enjoy seeing musicals. One very famous place that you can enjoy musicals is on Broadway in New York. They have lots of musicals there.
And that is something that you might do this summer, is go watch a musical. Many theaters perform outside during the summer, and you can watch a musical there. Well, what do Americans usually do in the summer? This is a great question that our author asks, and she answers it by saying the last thing they like to do is to stay indoors to study or work.
That's right. Now, Carolyn just said that sentence or question, what do Americans usually do in the summer? You read, what do Americans usually do in summer? So you can use the word the or not. They both mean the same thing. They're both equally correct. What do Americans usually do in the summer or in summer? Well, some people like to go outside. The last thing that people like to do is stay inside to study or work. Let's learn more about this sentence from Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we find this sentence. The last thing they like to do is to stay indoors to study or work. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase at the beginning of the sentence. The last thing. We use this expression when we want to talk about an activity that someone doesn't enjoy doing. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that Americans don't really want to be indoors during the summer months. Because it is something they don't want to do, we can say it is the last thing they like to do. Okay, let's look at some example sentences. Carrie hates doing house chores, so we can say, if Carrie has free time, the last thing she would do is clean her house. Or, Stephen doesn't like going to the mall on weekends, so we can say going shopping this weekend is the last thing Stephen would do. If you want to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, I know that for many students, the last thing they want to do is study when the weather is so beautiful outside. And we see that school gets out in mid-June in the U.S., so parents make plans to travel or send their kids to summer camps. So, in mid-June, students need something to do, and parents make plans with their children.
That's right. So maybe from June 15th through the 20th or something like that, schools get out and people can go enjoy something in the summer. Road trips or beach vacations are top choices for families. So if you went onto Google and searched summer activities for families, these two things might come out on top. Road trips or beach vacations. Let's take a look at that first one there. A road trip. This is taking a trip somewhere in your car or in a vehicle, but it's not just traveling for 2 hours from one city to another, is it, Carolyn?
No, a road trip is usually very long. Mm-hmm. I would say probably at least an entire day to get where you're going. So not just from one city to another, but a road trip to another state mm-hmm. or even another part of the country. And the United States is very big, so road trips can be a lot of fun.
They can be a lot of fun. You spend most of your time in your car or in your van or something. You're not spending a lot of time outside. That's what a road trip is. You can enjoy the scenery on a road trip. Well, we continue. Camps vary from technology to adventure. So some people like to send their kids to summer camps, and they all have different kinds of themes, like technology or adventure. Carolyn, are there other themes that you might enjoy at a summer camp?
Well, there are a lot of different types of summer camps. I know that there are computer camps. Mm-hmm. I know that NASA in the United States has a space camp.
Interesting.
And the school that I went to for university, they have a really great camp for students that want to excel in sciences.
Interesting. And of course, sometimes Studio Classroom also puts on English camps, English summer camps. So often, a summer camp will have a kind of theme. Well, we continue learning about something here. The local swim and fitness centers make popular spots to cool off. All right, so if you want to just cool off, you can go to one of these places.
That's right. You can go to a swim or fitness center, and there, swim and fitness centers means swim centers and fitness centers. They are both types of centers, but the word is only used once.
That's right. Well, Carolyn, I saw a phrase there at the end of this sentence, to cool off. What does that mean?
Well, if you want to cool off, then you want to go somewhere that is not hot. You want to take a break from the heat and probably go inside where there is air conditioning or a swimming pool.
All right, of course, maybe you can take a fan with you and have a cool drink if you want to cool off. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 musical 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 music 音乐这个字，所以 musical 是指音乐剧或者是歌舞剧。例如 Britney watched the famous musical Phantom of the Opera when she was visiting New York. Britney 去纽约玩的时候看了有名的音乐剧歌剧魅影。Musical 也可以当形容词，意思是指音乐的或者是与音乐有关的。例如 The singer's musical talent was discovered when she was very young. 这位歌手的音乐才华在很年轻的时候就被发掘了。继续我们看的是 road trip 这个名词。Road trip 是指驾车的公路旅行。例如 Sean and his buddy took a road trip from LA to Miami last summer. Sean 和他的好朋友去年夏天从洛杉矶开车一路玩到迈阿密。或者是 Mel Gibson starred in a famous road trip movie Mad Max. 梅尔吉布逊曾经主演过一部公路旅行的电影叫做《冲锋飞车队》。
Well, it is summertime, and I hope that you are getting ready to enjoy a nice summer this year. Take a little break. Take a break from the heat and cool off by going to a swim or fitness center. You also might go out and enjoy a musical in a park or put on by another theater company. There are so many things to do this summer. Maybe you want to take a road trip or a beach vacation. Well, we have lots more to learn from Pauline and her family and what they will be doing this summer. Let's start our second reading for today.
What time is it? Summertime. The music center, shopping malls, and town center host free outdoor concerts every week.And sports lovers canoe or kayak along the river or bike and hike on the trails all summer. So what is my family doing this summer? On weekends, we're going to different state and regional parks. Rock Creek Regional Park's Lake Needwood is our favorite place to hike. The nature center there helps us understand this area's history. My children love the Legacy of the People exhibit.Outside, they visit the aviaries to see their feathered friends, a wing-injured American bald eagle and a half-blind owl.
All right, well, we've learned a little bit now about Pauline and her family. She says that sometimes they take their children to go and enjoy these things. Well, let's go to the top of this section here. We're learning about the music center.The music center, shopping malls, and town center host free outdoor concerts every week. Well, that sounds like a fun summer activity, going to an outdoor concert.
That does sound like a really great thing to do in the summer, especially since they are free and they are every week. But let's take a look at that word concert from our word bank. A concert is a musical performance, and usually I think of it as one that is live. You get to enjoy it while they are performing, mm-hmm. not just listen to a recording of it.
That's right. Of course, if you want to listen to a recording, sometimes they make DVDs of these live concerts, and you can listen. But it's not as fun as going to a live concert. Of course, there are many different kinds of concerts. What kinds of concerts do you enjoy attending? Pop music concerts? Or maybe something a little more classical? Of course, there are many different kinds of concerts.
And there are concerts every week where Pauline and her family have moved to Washington, D.C. And sports lovers canoe or kayak along the river, or bike and hike on the trails all summer. So it sounds like there is a lot to do in her neighborhood.
That's right. What can you do in the river? You can canoe or kayak. A canoe and a kayak, these are two different kinds of boats. They're not big ships. They're small boats that you can use fairly easily. And what's the difference? Well, there are some little differences, but if you want to go quickly, use a kayak. That is much faster.
Yes, it is. Well, but she uses this word all summer. All summer. So here we're not talking about something you can really see. She's talking about time.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, how can we use this word all to talk about time?
Well, in almost any way you want to talk about time. So for example, you could say, we did this all day. We hiked all day long. Or what about all year? They were living with us all year long. Not just for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, but all year.
That's right. So you can use this word to talk about time. Continuing in our article, so what is my family doing this summer? Pauline asks us, and she answers, how, Gabe?
Well, she says, on weekends, we're going to different state and regional parks. So within the United States, there are many different kinds of parks. Some very famous ones like Yellowstone National Park, the Grand Canyon, but there are also some smaller ones, some state and regional parks.
That's right. And the park that it sounds like they want to go to is called Rock Creek Regional Park. We see Rock Creek Regional Park's Lake Needwood is our favorite place to hike. So they love going here to go hiking. The Nature Center there helps us understand this area's history.
That's right. Actually, this is a very popular place in that area. It's 75 acres, and it's very popular among fishermen. So if you like fishing, maybe you want to go and visit Lake Needwood. And of course, you can learn a little bit about the area's history there as well.
And she gives us some other reasons why they enjoy going there so much. She writes, my children love the Legacy of the People exhibit. And I'm not quite sure what that exhibit would be, Gabe.
Well, at this exhibit, you can learn about the lives of Maryland pioneers and a tribe of Indians that lived there. And of course, a legacy is something that is handed down from people in the past to us now. So the Legacy of the People.
That's right. So they can visit this exhibit. They can also do some other things there as well. Outside, they visit the aviaries to see their feathered friends, a wing-injured American bald eagle and a half-blind owl. So they like to go to the aviaries here to visit their feathered friends, Gabe.
Well, a feathered friend, that's slang for any kind of bird. And an aviary is a large space where birds can fly around. It's contained, so they can't just fly off wherever they want to, but it's not small like a cage either.
That's right. So it is a great place to be able to see birds flying around, and you can see many different kinds of birds there. And at this one, they have a wing-injured American bald eagle. Now, injured is one of the words from our word bank. If you are injured, then you are hurt. So this bald eagle has an injury, or it is hurt on its wing, so it probably cannot fly.
Good, okay. It has an injury. That's not good, but I say good because there are different ways you can use that word. Injury is the noun. Injured might be an adjective if your foot is injured. That's an adjective. Or you might injure your foot, a verb. So there are different ways you can use this word. Well, right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. This is very important, especially if you are writing English.
And then we'll learn some more with Michelle in the language lab.
Former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson once said, "The hyphen was the most un-American thing in the world."
And Britain's Winston Churchill said hyphens were a blemish to be avoided wherever possible.
Yes, many people believe the hyphen is a punctuation mark that has outlived its usefulness.
As evidenced by words that are born with hyphens, but then slowly and discreetly abandon them. Does anyone remember when the word tomorrow had a hyphen after the T-O?
If not, then surely you remember when the word email was always written with a hyphen after the E. Well, not so much anymore.
But don't worry, people. The hyphen is not going anywhere.
Good thing, too. Hyphens still have a handful of important functions. For example, they facilitate understanding by neatly dividing words.
Right. They prevent what some people call letter collision. Imagine encountering words like coattail, shell-like, re-enter, and de-ice without their hyphen. What a mess!
You are right. Well, another important function of hyphens is they help prevent ambiguity. For example, a half-hyphen-blind owl isn't the same as a half-blind owl, is it? And an old hyphen furniture dealer is quite different from an old furniture dealer.
我们今天来看 hyphen 连字符号，在现代的英文 hyphen 已经越来越少被用到，人们的习惯是将 hyphen 省略掉，像明天 tomorrow 这个字，早期的时候是有一个连字符号接在 to 的后面， email 刚问世的时候也是有一个 hyphen 在里头，但现在这些字呢都已经看不到 hyphen 了。但 hyphen 还是有它重要的地位以及功能，有些有 hyphen 的字是不能随便拿掉连字符号的，像 re-enter 去掉了中间的 hyphen 就造成两个 e 连在一起，连字符号呢也能帮助避免一些模棱两可的状况，像 an old furniture dealer 买卖旧家具的商人，若是将 old furniture 中间的 hyphen 拿掉就变成 an old furniture dealer 年纪很大的家具商。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
接下来我们看的是 legacy 这个名词。 legacy 是指留给后人的东西，例如 these theses are this professor's legacy to the school， 这些论文是这位教授留给学校的重要资产。 legacy 也指后遗症，例如 we're changing the legacy of apartheid that was created by the old government， 我们正在改变旧政府造成的种族隔离的后遗症。继续我们看的是 injure 这个动词。Injure 是指损坏或者是使受伤，例如 the driver was seriously injured in the car crash， 这名驾驶在车祸中身受重伤，或者是 overwork can injure one's health easily， 过劳很容易让一个人的身体健康受损伤。它的名词是 injury， I-N-J-U-R-Y， 意思是受伤或者是伤害，例如 the quarterback has to rest for 3 months because of his knee injury， 由于膝盖的伤，这位四分卫得休息三个月。 And now it's time to go back to our teachers.
All right, so far today we've learned a little bit about what our author and her family are doing this summer. But what about you? Do you have any fun plans for this summer? Carolyn, what about you?
Well, I think this summer I will probably spend my weekends going hiking and maybe even go to a cold spring or two to relax and cool off. What about you, Gabe?
I think I'll be spending a lot of time at the beach. I love going to the beach, especially during the summer. What about you? Do you have any fun plans for this summer? Talk about that with a friend or family member. And of course, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Sherry! Sherry! You can come out now. It's safe. The police are here.
I heard so many shots. Jason? Junfan? They were...
We're safe, Sherry. The men who kidnapped you were caught. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
To the patrol car. Let's get a warm blanket and some medicine for you. The worst of the typhoon is over, but it's getting a little cold out here. Come on, Sherry. Hold on to my arm.
Junfan, are you okay? What happened? Where's Jason?
Yes, I'm fine. Jason is fine. He's waiting for us in the police car. Climb in. We'll explain everything to you while the police take us back to Taichung. I know you're really tired and in some pain. Would you rather talk later?
No way. After all I've been through, I want to know why Unlai kidnapped me. And you're his nephew. Why wouldn't he just have kidnapped you instead?
So, Unlai told you who I am. It's true, Sherry. I'm the son of Winston Lin, the man your mother almost married more than 20 years ago.
I know Unlai was jealous of your father, but your father's dead. My mother is dead. Why does all this matter now?
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.